You ought to know, too, that as High Inquisitor, it is my unfortunate but necessary duty to inspect my fellow teachers, so I dare say we shall meet again soon enough.
She turned sharply and marched back to the door.
You're inspecting us?
Hagrid repeated blankly, looking after her.
Oh, yes, said Umbridge softly, looking back at him with her hand on the door handle. The Ministry is determined to weed out unsatisfactory teachers, Hagrid. Good night.
She left, closing the door behind her with a snap. Harry made to pull off the invisibility cloak, but Hermione seized his wrist.
Not yet,
she breathed in his ear.
She might not be gone yet.
Hagrid seemed to be thinking the same way. He stumped across the room and pulled back the curtain an inch or so.
She's going back to the castle, he said in a low voice. Blimey, inspecting people, is she?
Yeah, said Harry, pulling the cloak off. Trelawney is on probation already.
What sort of thing are you planning to do with us in class, Hagrid?
Asked Hermione.
Oh, don't you worry about that. I've got a great load of lessons planned, said Hagrid enthusiastically, scooping up his dragon steak from the table and slapping it over his eye again. I've been keeping a couple of creatures safe for your OWL year. You wait, there's something really special.
Special in what way?
Asked Hermione tentatively.
I'm not saying, said Hagrid happily. I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Look, Hagrid, said Hermione urgently, dropping all pretense. Professor Umbridge won't be at all happy if you bring anything to class that's too dangerous.
Dangerous?
Said Hagrid, looking genially bemused.
Don't be silly. I wouldn't give ye anything dangerous. I mean, all right, they can look after themselves.
Hagrid, you've got to pass Umbridge's inspection, and to do that it would really be better if she saw you teaching us how to look after Porlocks, how to tell the difference between gnarls and hedgehogs, stuff like that, said Hermione earnestly.
But that's not very interesting, Hermione, said Hagrid. The stuff I've got's much more impressive. I've been bringing them on for years. I reckon I've got the only domestic herd in Britain.
Hagrid, please, said Hermione, a note of real desperation in her voice. Umbridge is looking for any excuse to get rid of teachers she thinks are too close to Dumbledore. Please, Hagrid, teach us something dull that's bound to come up in our OWL.
But Hagrid merely yawned widely and cast a one-eyed look of longing toward the vast bed in the corner.
Listen, it's been a long day and it's late,
he said, patting Hermione gently on the shoulder so that her knees gave way and hit the floor with a thud.
Oh, sorry.
He pulled her back up by the neck of her robes.
Look, don't you go worrying about me. I promise you I've got really good stuff planned for your lessons now I'm back. Now, you lot better get back up to the castle and don't forget to wipe your footprints out behind you.
I don't know if you got through to him, said Ron,
a short while later when, having checked that the coast was clear, they walked back up to the castle through the thickening snow, leaving no trace behind them due to the obliteration charm Hermione was performing as they went.
Then I'll go back again tomorrow, said Hermione determinedly. I'll plan his lessons for him if I have to. I don't care if she throws out Trelawney, but she's not taking Hagrid.